You're tuned in to Meet Me at the Diner with host Dan Eller, and be calling in just a few minutes, so don't turn that dial. Keep it right here on WLMA 1350 AM.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits, made an early 7 to 8, losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up.
That's right. We're here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. We are having a day here. I tell you what, there's only one song that I can think that we should be playing here, and that is Don't Worry, Be Happy. That's right. I tell you what, it's pretty scary out there. Price of gold currently is up over $1,700 right now. I think the last time I looked at it about 5 minutes ago, we have been busy over here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Let's see exactly what that price of gold is right now. Let's see, $1,706 just a few minutes ago. Up another dollar, $1,707. Gold is up $43.90 over Friday. You know, I have no idea what to tell you folks. Is it a good day to sell? Should you hold them? I have no idea. That's kind of one of those personal decisions. I will tell you this, we are shipping as fast as we can. So if you have gold, we don't know what's going to happen. Looks to me, I keep saying it, some big country is going to say, hey, we need the cash, we're going to sell off. Who knows? It could be the U.S. of A., but I doubt it. They keep that vault pretty sealed up, I understand. Nobody even gets to see it, which is part of my problem. I think we ought to be able to see that gold in there and just see what's happening. Silver right now is $39, a little over $39, but gold is the big mover right now, $1,707. Right now, outside, what's happening? Well, let me tell you, it is... The weather is hot out there. In fact, the backside right here behind Sharp Facets Gallery is totally closed off. They're putting a water line in, I understand. So if you're trying to cut through here today, I don't think you'll be able to do it. Also, be aware, coming at night, they are working on putting more sidewalks, which is what we really need here in Greenwood, right here on the bypass. Yes, you'll be able to walk on the sidewalk all the way down, right past Sharp Facets Gallery, all the way up to First Citizens Bank, and down the road. That's what they're working on. Right now outside, it is 90 degrees out there. Feels like 93. Cloudy with some sun marked in it. That's what we need. Instead of partly cloudy, I think we ought to say it's partly sunny out there. We need to stay on the positive side. Lots of sunshine today, high around 95 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to about 77. And tomorrow, partly cloudy early with scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. A few storms may be severe, so that is for tomorrow. But this is what we're dealing with out here. High price of gold. People have been coming in all day making that decision. I think it's probably a good one because somebody's going to blink out there. Somebody's going to blink out there. Hey, I don't know if you were tuned in this morning on the show, but... you know, we've got, of course, this downgrade on the market. The market is down this morning. I don't think that is unusual, shall we say, because of what we were hit with. But the thing is, we do have to believe in ourselves, folks. If we don't, nobody else will. So as they're saying out there, the market is kind of a knee-jerk reaction to what was announced on Friday evening. Do you think it was a little strange they announced it Friday evening? After the close of the markets and everything? Oh, well, that's what we have going out there. But if you have gold and you'd like to sell it, come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass between Bank of America and Burger King. Now, we are supposed to be having some call-ins today because I wanted to talk about homes for our troops. That's right. You remember back in May we talked to Jeffrey Pacoa up there in Seneca. Well, they were building his home. He's now moved into that home. And, of course, we are now waiting for a call from John Gonsalves from up there in Massachusetts. An amazing story about someone who just stood up and said, we need to do something. This man had absolutely no background in raising money for charitable causes, and he just happened to have heard a story. This was back, after 9/11. He heard a story about a guy who lost both his legs in Iraq. And he just said, there's got to be something that can be done to support our men and women who have sacrificed so much for our country. So he set out on a mission to volunteer his time and expertise in building accessible homes and then ended up developing this organization. It has become a huge organization across our United States. He's gotten a lot of medals. He's been very much approved by any organization that could approve him, and they hope to build about 1,000 more homes here, that there are that many people out there. You know, the difference between war in the old days and wars today with those IEDs and things that blow up, people survive, but they're very badly damaged. We're actually going to be talking to Jeffrey Pacoa, who is one of the individuals that is getting has gotten one of the homes up there in Seneca. Now, he was in the military. His son is in the military. His dad was in the military. He definitely comes from a military family. And, of course, they ended up with this house that was built for them. One of the people that helped build this house, everybody contributes. Now, of course, they always like money, but they also like in-kind gifts. And, of course, from right over here in Greenwood, we had one of our guys actually put forth some time and some effort. And I don't see his name right at this moment, but what a great guy from over there in Abbeville, Jesse Martin, J&T Countertops. He helped put the countertops in and did an excellent job, helped out, just heard about the project. And this seems to be what happens. People hear about the project and they say, I want to get involved. And I do believe, do we have John Gonsalves on the phone with us?
We have Jeffrey Pacoa.
Oh, I got Jeffrey. I was talking about... Okay. All right, Jeffrey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you all?
Well, I'm doing okay. First off, is your son still over in Afghanistan or Iraq?
No, he's made it back successfully with all his appendages. Everything's going well for him. But he's due to deploy here to 29 Palms, California, to do an exercise out there for a month, and then he's going to get ready to go again here shortly.
Wow. You know, that is real commitment, Jeffrey, and I know that you, of course, were overseas before this. Tell us a little bit about what happened to you.
2003, I deployed with 1st Marine Division to Iraq, and during the initial push to Iraq, the initial push to Baghdad in April, I was injured from an RPG attack that hit a convoy and blowed me off a vehicle.
Wow. So I guess you've had a lot of injuries that have caused it very difficult to walk or do anything. Is that right?
From 2003 till 2010. Last year I had my last spinal surgery, and they're letting me heal up for now. And then between that time, each year I had at least one or two surgeries to correct the problems, the damages that I had occurred. And then I turned to, they're letting me heal up now, and then now I'll probably end up going to have shoulder surgery here shortly.
Wow.
To fix my shoulder. I have a poor rotator cuff.
Wow. Well, you know, I know that moving into your new house, wasn't it the key ceremony was, what, June 24th, I think?
June 18th.
June 18th, okay.
Yes.
And how has that experience been, to be in your own house where you can maneuver and feel totally comfortable, Jeffrey?
Oh, this is just quite the experience. I mean, something that you could never... I can't explain her.
Okay.
Just unbelievable. I mean, being in my own place, you know, where we can get around and my wife can take better care of me. You know, the house is more suitable on a level surface. I don't have to go down. The facility, I call it the facility, the facilities inside, the extra large bathroom, the... you know, the walk-in, roll-in shower. I mean, just little things like that just make my life a whole lot better. That I can go in and enjoy a shower, and it's not so much to get into a tub, you know, to soak.
Sure.
During the day, you know, it's just makes my life a whole lot easier. And then also the quality of life, being able to get around the house and step out onto the porch, you know, and you know, I can get around on a Segway. I can go all over the house. You know, instead of trying that narrow doorway, I don't have to worry about that now.
So you're telling us you're speed racing around on your Segway in the house?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how I get around.
Well, you know, that's great. Now, how did you get hooked up with Homes for Our Troops? I mean, it's such a fabulous organization, and, you know, you live in Seneca, so you are not up far up the road from us, and I just thought for our listeners this would be a fabulous story to hear how you got hooked up with them and how they went ahead and put this together.
Well, the Marine Corps started a unit right after the first engagement in Iraq to track every Marine that was wounded in theater, either Iraq or Afghanistan, and which that's called the Wounded Warrior Regiment.
Mm-hmm.
They're headquartered out of Quantico, Virginia, and then they have two other... subsidiary units, one in California, Camp Pendleton, and the other one is in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. I fell into the Washington, D.C. area because I was originally stationed in Quantico prior to going over to Iraq. So they have Marines that are all over the country that track us wounded guys. And the Wounded Warrior Regiment, my advocate, General Sergeant Palomino, from the Pittsburgh area, submitted my name and filled some paperwork out and said, hey, you qualify for this. Let's put your name in. And he's all about trying to get as much as he can for, you know, his veterans, his group.
Sure.
Got Marines that he tracks. So the next thing you know, I got a call. No, it was a while later, you know, after they put this in. It was probably about almost a year later. I got a call from Homes for Our Troops and said, hey, we want to build you a house. And I was, at first I hung up on them because I thought it was some kind of gag.
Right.
And I was all medicated up, you know, at this point in time because I'd just gotten out of an operation, a surgery that I had. So then they called back and actually spoke with my wife and then... they invited us to Boston, and then we went up there, and then they told us we were selected, and that's what they want to do. So from a year to the date of when they called, we were in a new place in a new state and starting all over again.
Well, that has to make you feel...
In a much warmer climate.
Much warmer climate?
Yeah, much more conducive for me than being in a cold climate.
Okay, so you're not actually from Lake Kiwi in that area?
No, I'm originally from Western Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And I just couldn't stay up there anymore because of the climate, the cold. It just wreaks havoc on me when it gets cold. I've got so many rods and pins and titanium pieces in me, in my neck and my lower back and my leg. It just wrecks me. So it was better to come south in a warmer climate to where it's, you know, I don't have to suffer.
Well, that's terrific, and to be embraced by the community, and so many different businesses got involved in building this house. And, you know, I remember getting the emails where they were in the final stages of landscaping it and making it just move-in ready.
Yeah, there was a lot of folks that came together. I mean, just so many people that came together to make this happen. You know, it's just unbelievable, unbelievable of the participation and the patriotism that we've seen through this program to help veterans of special needs to get by.
Well,
to give them a better state of life.
I know. We need to thank you for your service to our country, Amin, and the very fact that the country has come back around to support you has to make you feel good there, Jeffrey.
Oh, you know, no one's asking for a handout, especially me. I wasn't asking for a handout. You know, they make you understand that it's not a handout. It's something that they want to do. You know, every Marine will carry his own and his own sand, you know, his own bag of sand. But there's times when you need help, and that was just one of the times. So, yeah, it does make you feel really good that people appreciate what you've done. You've dedicated your life, you know, to defend our country, and this is very nice, very gratifying.
Absolutely. And, you know, what would you have to say to the families out there who just lost their loved ones over there in Afghanistan, Kabul?
That's so sad to see and hear. And, you know, the American people, these people that, you know, go around that don't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance or put their hand in their heart and stand still for the national anthem during a ball game or any time that they hear it playing, you know, really bears down on me that they don't realize what their servicemen and women do for this country.
Absolutely.
You know, when they talk about, you know, pay raises and, you know, what it's worth to be a soldier or a service member, I'll tell you, they ought to be the highest paid folks on the planet, is my opinion.
Absolutely. They're defending us and taking care and making sure that we don't have that awful event like what happened on 9/11, which is coming up here very, very soon. Do you know, Jeffrey, we're actually going to have the Vietnam Wall right here in Greenwood the week of September, I think, 6th, 7th through 9/11. How about that?
Oh, we'll definitely make it a point to come over then.
Well, I would.
I did not know that.
It's actually, I will make sure that you get some information about that because it is going to be here the 6th, I think, through the 12th, and they're having events all that weekend at Lander University, and it is an actual replica of the wall. It's 270 feet long, about 6 feet tall. So if you do come down, I certainly hope you will give us a call, and I would love to meet you in person.
Oh, I'll definitely make it down. My actually wounded warrior advocate for this area is here now at the house. He came to visit me today, which he does about every 2 weeks. Captain Charlie Hall, he's from Greenville. He tracks Marines in the south west region of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia.
Wow.
And I'll definitely mention that to him, and we'll probably have a get-together over there with the wounded warriors from that he takes care of and looks after.
Well, I would love to.
And I will definitely make it a point
I would love that very much, and we'd love to be able to have, and even if we could have a group of you guys on the radio, that would be fantastic.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. We made it to two of the Greenville Drives games. It's pretty exciting.
Well, that's great. Well, we're in Greenville, so we're like 45 minutes below Greenville.
Okay.
And that's it. It's going to actually be at Lander University, which is right here in Greenwood. So if you'd keep in touch with us, we'd love to talk to you. Hey, your wife wouldn't happen to be there, would she?
Who?
Your wife.
She's actually,
we're not okay.
Entertaining my guest right now, the advocate's here.
Oh, okay. Because I really wanted to ask her what she thought of the house there and how she was feeling about it, since from a woman's perspective, I mean, you know, it's nice to know.
Right, right.
But, but that's okay. That's okay. Well, listen, Jeffrey, I know that Homes for Our Troops and the Wounded Warriors, where would you be without the help and support of these organizations?
Yeah, you know, again, I mean, it's we're very fortunate to have the support base that we have with the local community here in the other.
So,
veteran out there that's being helped by these organizations, like Homes for Our Troops and other organizations, each veteran is very grateful and for their assistance and help.
Sure, and I'm sure you'd like to urge everybody to get involved, whether in helping build, because I know so many businesses came on board and helped give certain parts and this type of thing. Other people, of course, give money, but it really is special, I'm sure, when you get to meet the people that actually helped build the house for you.
Yeah, it was during the build brigade, you know, seeing that we probably had close to 100 people here, which is probably a small build brigade. I'm sure they've had a lot larger build brigades. Just it's due to because of the location where we're at. We're pretty far out.
Right.
You know, if we was a little closer, I'm understanding that the home in Greenville or Columbia they built right after ours, they had a very, very large base. But still to see that 100 folks out here in the rain putting walls up, you know, in 3 days there's wall, roof, shingles, and all the walls and doors and windows are on. 3 days time frame is just quite amazing, quite amazing.
Well, kind of reminds you of the old days when they used to have barn raisings, right?
Well, I guess you're going to get into the Amish people. You know.
No, but
the
they in the West,
whole,
yeah.
The whole congregation gets together, and here they come. So,
well,
that's what it was like. Exactly is what it was like.
Well, that's terrific. You know, I certainly appreciate you calling us in. I did want to do a follow-up. It was so nice to talk to you when I was in Washington, D.C., and now to see that you're in your home and you're loving it. And what kind of plans? Are you going to take that gunsmithing class that you want to?
Yeah, I'm in the process of once I get, you know, I'm still recovering from that spinal surgery that I had in the latter part of 2010. And once I get, you know, to a certain point that I'm going to be able to, you know, be able to sit and sustain, you know, lecture or be able to sit at a table and do the work that they need me to do to complete that course, I'm definitely going to try to pursue that.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, I know you're very proud of your son out there. If I was your wife, I'd be going bonkers. Here you were in it, and I understand, wasn't your father, aren't you from a military family?
Yeah. I mean, I go back all the way to World War II. You know, my grandfather and his five brothers were all in the service. My grandfather was a underwater demolition technician for the Navy, which was the plank holder. That's when they first started this SEAL, when they called them SEALs.
Wow.
They was UDTs before they were called SEALs. My father was an air naval gunfire on an air naval gunfire team, which they called Anglico.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in my father, you know, in Korea. Then I did. My brother was a pilot, naval pilot. My sister was an Air Force officer.
Oh my God!
A nurse, and then became a PA. I as a Marine, and now my son as a Marine.
Wow. Well, God bless you, Jeffrey Pacoa, and all your family out there. And thank you so much for your service. And I'm so glad you were able to call in on this show, which we're doing all about Homes for Our Troops.
Just one other thing. I just had my best friend. He's from the Inman area,
mm-hmm.
Boiling Springs Inman. He just left yesterday, Sunday, arrived in Afghanistan for his third tour. So his name is Major Eddie Hammett. So that folks in the area say a good prayer for Major Hammett.
Well, we need to be saying prayers for all of them because as we can see, It's not a joyride. It is serious business, and we just lost 30 Navy SEALs over there. Unbelievable.
Right.
So,
right.
God bless you. Thank you so much for calling, and I certainly hope you will come down here to the Vietnam Wall, and I hope you'll give me a call, and we can get together.
You're more than welcome to come to Seneca and visit us at the house. We'd love to have you over.
I would love to.
If you want to make an appointment to come over and see the house, you can. We can broadcast from the house.
Well, that would be pretty cool. We may have to do that, Jeffrey.
Well, come on over.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in today.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Jeffrey Pacoa from, he's living in Seneca. I didn't realize he was actually from Pennsylvania, transplanted down here, home for the troop, found the property, built the home. We just heard how it was almost like a barn raising there. They did it in 3 days, got the walls and the roof on it and everything. Amazing stuff. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to hear from John Gonsalves, who is the person that started the organization. But, hey, you stay tuned. We're going to join the news in progress. A word from our sponsors. I'll be back. Don't you go away.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Dan Eller talking about Homes for Troops today. Here's your host, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right, Andy. We are over here talking about homes for our troops. That's right. We just heard from Jeffrey Pacoa. He was a Marine. He was very, very, very badly injured. He said he had rods and titanium throughout his back and hip and this type of thing. So Wounded Warriors and Homes for the Troops got him a home. They built a specially prepared home for him to be able to live in comfort. You know, that has to be being able to live in an environment that makes you want to live has to be so, so important because nobody likes to be a burden. You heard just from him. Nobody likes, no Marine, like you said, every Marine carries his own bag of sand. But in this case, he needed help. And, of course, being from Pennsylvania, can you imagine? I never thought about that, but all those rods running through his back and spine and this type of thing, if they got cold, I imagine that would just chill you to the bone, folks. Never had thought about that, but he's now living up there right outside of Seneca. They just made us an offer to come broadcast from their home. I might like to take him up on that, but I certainly hope he's going to be coming down here for 4-4, the Vietnam Wall that will be coming here the week of September 6th. That's right after Labor Day through 9/11. I think it leaves out on the 12th or the 13th, but would love to be able to put that together, not only talking to Jeffrey, but some of the other wounded warriors that are in the area would be good to talk about because, you know what, there is so much we all can do. You know, take, for example, Jesse Martin with J&T Countertops over there in Abbeville. He put the countertops in. He got involved. Andy Atkins with Meritus Electric up there in Anderson, which we may get a call in. We had this all worked out, but we've had to make some changes here to the show. But hopefully he'll be calling in to tell us how he got involved in it. He heard about the project. He got involved. Maybe he will be able to hear a word from him. I certainly hope we will. But there's ways for everybody to get involved. And as you heard from Jeffrey, it's made such a difference in his outlook on life as far as being in his own home, as far as being able to go out on the veranda, to not have to worry about being able to get in the shower or the bath and this type of thing. These are things that you and I take for granted. People, though, that have given their life to protect us and take care of us, they need to be taken care of in their time of need. And it's good to know that there's an organization that John Gonsalves started, and he was a construction guy. He was a construction supervisor in Massachusetts, and he just was so concerned when he heard about some of our service people who were alive but badly damaged, and how could they survive? He came up with this idea So in February of 2004, he founded Homes for Our Troops. It's an organization that has just grown and grown. They hope to be, they keep building homes for those in need. You do have to qualify for this, but if you qualify, they will build you the home from top to finish and make it specifically so that that veteran will have a home that they can live in. He's a great interview. We had him on the show back in May. I wish we could have had him on here today, but we just found out he had a family emergency and he wasn't going to be able to be on. He was actually on vacation and had agreed to call into us. So that just shows you the commitment that he has to Homes for Our Troops and taking care of our veterans out there. And, of course, as we look at all the things that are happening out there in the world, you know, my hearts and prayers go out to everyone that has somebody over there, but also for the 30 men that were just killed. That's such a horrible thing, and that really just brings it home to us that war is danger, and they put their lives on the line every day they are out there. So while we think we go about our lives and maybe most days we don't give much thought to it, there are families that have loved ones over there. There are families struggling, trying to put life together. There are moms, there are dads playing both roles, moms and dads. Hey, if you can do something nice for them, if you can just lighten the load a little bit, they would really appreciate it. We fortunately have had a lot of our National Guard guys come home, but there's still, and there's ones going all the time. You just heard Jeffrey Pacoa talking about a gentleman up there in Inman who had just gone overseas. So even though we're bringing people home, we're still sending people over there. And at a time when our country needs to make sure that we stand strong, thank God that we have these. So to each and every one of our veterans and to each and every one of our service people serving out there, God bless you. We appreciate what you do out there. Right now it is, temperature-wise, let's just see what the temperature is right now. What's it going? It's 90 degrees out there. It's turned mostly cloudy. You know, we've lost the sun, mostly cloudy out there. Does feel like 94 degrees. And, of course, we are looking for a high today of 94. So we're actually there tonight. It's supposed to cool down to around 77, a cool, balmy 77. Tomorrow we are looking for partly cloudy with afternoon showers or thunderstorms. A few storms may be severe. High tomorrow about 94 degrees. I guess we ought to check in, though, and see what gold is doing today. People are lining up here at Sharp Asset Gallery. It's pretty amazing what we have going on here at Sharp Facets today. People are bringing in saying, I think the time to sell is now, and I'm going to agree with you. I don't know if it's going to go much higher. I can tell you this, the price is pretty much locked in through December at $1,680. Not so much on the daily market, but it's where it's at on the futures market, and that is $1,680. So if it goes any higher, oh my God, it has gone higher, folks. $1,715. That's up $51 over Friday. $1,715. Silver is at $39.39. While the numbers are large for gold, $51, it's actually silver, I think, percentage-wise, may be on the move more than that. But actually, at this moment, this is something you're not going to believe, folks. Gold and platinum are about the same price. Platinum is at $17.17. Gold is at $17.15. Now, I never thought I'd see the day where they'd be almost the same as far as price, but that's what it's doing out there. If you want to sell, if you want to get huge dollars right now for pieces of scrap gold, coins, whatever you have, bring them today. Don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but bring them today. I can tell you this. There is going to reach a price where some country, somebody, some big seller is going to say, I'm going to cash my chips in, and then it's going to start falling back. Is that going to be today? I don't know. Will it be tomorrow? I don't know, but it is a statement of what's going on. One of the things that I do think we ought to be concerned about, though, is supporting our country. It is now up to us. We have seen that our government is dysfunctional. As Alan West said this morning on Fox News, that he technically thinks they all should be called back to Washington to work with this. He said this is like being in the Army or the Navy or whatever military service. This is like DEFCON 1. They should be there working on this problem. I couldn't agree more. I realize working in the district and seeing your constituents and this type of thing is important, but I think right now our government needs to get together. They need to be working on the job. I tell you another thing that Congressman Alan West from Florida said this morning, and I thought it was terrific. It really kind of leads you to believe where things are at, that Timothy Geithner is like opening a refrigerator and the light does not come on. Y'all know what I'm talking about here, and I am Ann Eller right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. We may have a call from Andy Atkins. We haven't been able to talk to him this morning, but we may get a call from him. I certainly hope I will. But listen, you stay right with us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery right here on WLMA 1350 AM. We'll hear a word from my sponsors, and you know, I'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller talking about the Homespar Troops. Live from Sharp Facets Galleries, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We certainly hope we're going to get a call from Andy Atkins, but we haven't been able to talk to him today. We also were supposed to hear from John Gonsalves, and he, of course, is the founder, the president and founder of Homes for Our Troops. If you'd like to get involved with Homes for Our Troops or if you'd like to check it out, you can go on their website, Homes for Our Troops. I'm not sure. Is it homesforthetroops.org, maybe? I'm not sure. We will find out what that one is. But Homes for Our Troops, excellent organization to see about getting involved with. Homesforourtroops.org. I was correct. Homesforourtroops.org. Check that organization out. I do want to play a song for you here. Stock market is down. Hey, you know, I say if you can support our government, we need to support our government. Running from it is not going to solve it, folks. And I certainly hope that after today that the markets certainly do settle down. Right now we have had people coming in left and right here to Sharp Facets Gallery. People are selling gold. I don't blame them. Gold is now at the same price as platinum. Well, a 17.17 right now. Unbelievable. Wow. And silver is at right at $40. Not making as big a move, but it's not as big a dollars. But still, it is way up over 2 weeks ago. Well, I wanted to play a song for you. It's kind of the way life is. It's from the 1960s. You know, it's one of my new favorite songs, Sonny and Cher. The beat goes on from 1967. And the beat does go on. We have to keep living. We have to keep figuring out what to do. How about listen to this? Maybe it'll put us in a little better mood. The beat goes on. 1967, Sonny and Cher. Yep.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage of home. Goes on. drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store's a supermodel. The war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
La da 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 da. Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce.
I think we're all going to be sitting in chairs reminiscing, folks.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
La-dee-da-dee-dee, la-dee-da-dee-da. That's right. The beat goes on. Markets are down over 349 points. I don't think that is unexpected after what we were hit with Friday night. And, of course, there's been a lot of blame game going on out there on whose fault it is. Personally, I think we need leadership, folks. And I think even though everybody can put blame on everybody else, and that's the way it seems to go, we really need leadership up there in Washington, D.C., and we need people to get together. Of course, Peggy and I were talking about that super committee they've put together. I think if we don't start doing stuff for ourselves, though, we are not going to make it. So I'm sure glad I'm not up there, but hopefully people will begin to grab a hold of things and realize that hopefully this is not going to be the end of the world. I sure don't want it to be. Gold is up, though, $1,717 right now. In my wildest dreams, I would have never thought that it could get there. I do want to tell you about a special show that's going to be on CNBC tomorrow. It's called It's a Gold Exposé. They're going to be talking all about gold. They're going to show us the vault that has the most gold in it. Somehow, I don't really think that it's going to be the U.S. because they don't let anybody see the gold there. You know, I've had discussions and worries about this. Do we really have gold in the vault? That's what I want to know. But they say they do. One person has seen it, and he has sworn to secrecy, I think. But somebody else had said it might be India with the most gold on hand. I don't know, but they're going to be showing a vault. They're going to be showing a deep mine of gold. Gold is what everybody is looking at as something that is solid as a brick. Ha ha, got that one. All right, if you've got gold, if you've got diamonds, if you've got silver, and you have said, should I sell, I can't give you that answer. I can tell you I have never in my lifetime ever imagined it would be over $1,700. How long will it stay there? Will it go more? I can't tell you the answer to that anymore. I used to be able to say I can pretty much say that it's going to go down, and pretty much it would go down. But right now, it seems to be staying up there and going higher as people are worried about where to put their money. I certainly, you know, one of the things that they were talking about on the news was that that buying treasuries, keeping the treasuries solid, is what we need to do. And I haven't really gotten any word on whether people are putting their money in treasuries. In truth, if the treasury prices, if the people keep buying the treasuries and keep that market strong, then it should not affect the price of interest in everything. Will it all shake out in the next day or so? I certainly hope so. Is it going to be a rough ride? Yes. Can you, if you have gold, do very well for yourself right now? Absolutely. Should you hold on to it? Couldn't tell you. Should you sell it? Couldn't tell you. I do know a lot of people have made the decision the time is right to sell. I know a lot of people are saying to themselves, I'd rather have the money and be able to do what I want with the money over having the gold sitting there. So that's a decision you have to make. We have been buying a lot, though, today. So if you'd like to sell, come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. This is an opportunity for you, if you so choose, to take advantage of it. What else have we got going on? Let's see. It does say out here in the news, this is interesting, they have hundreds of thousands of Somali children could die in the country's famine unless more help arrives. The U.S. official said Monday, Washington is prepared to announce $100 million in new famine aid. Wow. To highlight the crisis, the wife of Vice President Joe Biden visited a refugee camp on a patch of desert in eastern Kenya where tens of thousands of Somalis have massed. A drought has turned into famine because little aid can reach the military-controlled south-central Somalia. So lots of bad news out here today. I don't know what's being said out here about the world, but there's news not only here in the United States but across the world. And this is a terrible time. Our prayers go out to all those in difficulties right now, and I certainly, being in business and being a part of our community, certainly hope that things stabilize. We are here at Sharp Facets. We are going to be here all day long. We have been talking about Homes for Our Troops, a very, very worthwhile organization, and as we think about those 30 Navy SEALs that were killed this weekend, our hearts go out to their families, and prayers need to be sent for all our service people, whether they are overseas serving right now or whether they've been able to come home, and who knows where their next mission will be. You know, I'm Ann Eller. I'm going to be here all afternoon right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. If you're thinking of selling gold, we're paying the most around, so come see us today. Take advantage of the high price. If you decide to hold, hey, I understand. You got to make decisions, though, when you can make those decisions. And, you know, it's hard to know what to do, isn't it, folks? We're in the same boat with you. But I can tell you this, every day we buy, every day we ship. We don't hold them because I don't want to have to fold them. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Got a question? Want to ask us something? Give us a call, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Ann.